Diving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in. This is our mini episode. I am very excited today because we're going to talk to a dog, or she's an animal communicator, a dog psychic.
Okay.
And I want to know, I've always wanted to know what Phoebe's thinking. My main questions, like, are her knees hurting her because she has bad knees?
Can't your veterinarian tell you that?
Well, no, I'm saying bad enough, like, to have surgery. Because it's a big decision I have to make.
Again,
and some surgeons, I've gotten multiple opinions on it. Okay. So I was wanting her to ask Phoebe herself.
Okay.
I kind of want to know, like, why she has car anxiety. Because she gets really anxious and, like, panty in the car. Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, this is a result of a meeting we had last week about some of the stuff. Who are the guests that Becca and Tanya would really like to have on the show?
And Becca wants.
And that was the first thing
psychic.
Becca brought up, is a pet psychic.
I do. I'm very excited. I don't even know if I've never had a psychic reading or anything, so I don't even know that I believe in psychics. But I'm doing my most for today.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not super excited about this episode.
Well, yeah, because you don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog, but I've also I don't believe in psychics. So, like, the thought of having a psychic read your dog seems so ridiculous.
That's
okay. Is anyone else surprised by this, that Tanya
yes.
doesn't believe in psychics?
Yes,
because I feel like if she sat down with someone who gave her the best reading of all time.
I've sat down with psychics before, but, like, not because I didn't go in. Like, I'm not one of those people that goes and, like, my old roommate used to go to a psychic every month. Like, she would go to her psychic yeah. every month and get her reading and things like that. Like, I'm not that, but I've gotten my cards read just because we had somebody for the morning show come in and do it 1 year. And, you know, like, I'm not like a negative Nancy. I'm not going to be like, no, I'm a rah, rah, rah. I'll play along, but I'm also not going to, like.
But I feel like the Venn diagram of people who believe in psychics and people who believe in horoscopes are kind of one big circle.
I see
them as two different things.
Yeah, yes. That's how I feel too.
I can see that.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to her. Even if it's over and I'm like, well, not sure I got a lot out of that, I'm still excited to see if she says anything specific that I would be like, how'd she know that?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Such as?
Anything. Like, if she just says something out of nowhere without me saying it first is what I'm saying.
Got it. Okay.
I feel like I'm feeling your negative energy. I feel like it's not going to go. I'm not going to get enough of a reading because of what you're putting out.
Like,
there.
What if she says that your dog likes to go on walks?
Right, right. Like, she's going to be like, you know, Phoebe, I'm seeing that she really enjoys.
Well, Phoebe doesn't
walk.
Like to go on walks. So that would be like.
I'm just saying there are things that dogs generally like to do and dogs generally don't like. Like, she doesn't like the vacuum cleaner. You know, like, I feel like there's guesses you could make that are pretty educated.
Right, right, right.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited. And listen, I know that people out there who are also dog owners will appreciate my enthusiasm and my excitement because there's nothing we want more than to know what our dogs are thinking.
Well, let me just say, Becca pitched her dog psychic. Becca wanted a dog psychic and I wanted a period expert. So that's what you're getting with our mini episodes.
You want more?
You want
we
more.
Got more.
We got more. From dog psychic to menstrual disc cup creator.
We have it all.
Scrubbing in is educational.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make it educational.
I wonder what a phalange was, a real thing.
That video was so funny.
Yeah, shout out Crystal.
Together?
I think Crystal did that, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Okay, so we will be back. Her name is Sonia Fitzpatrick. We're going to talk to her when we come back from this break. All right. I am so excited for our guest on our mini episode today. We have Sonia Fitzpatrick, and she is a trusted animal communicator. And I am so excited to get to talk to her about Phoebe today. Sonia, thank you so much for taking the time to be here and help me understand Phoebe a little bit more.
Thank you, darling. And thank you for having me on too. I was looking forward to this, and she knows everything. She's really smart. How old is she?
She's three. She just turned three in September.
You said you take her where you can.
I do.
You take her where you can, she said. And she likes the car.
She actually doesn't like the car. I'm surprised that.
What, do you drive around in anything else apart from the car?
No, normally just the car I drive in.
Let me talk to her about the car. Let's see if we can sort this out. Because she said she likes going if you're there, but she doesn't like being left behind.
She doesn't like being left behind.
No.
Don't most dogs not like to be left behind?
Let me just talk to her about the car. She said, can she sit on your knee all the time?
That's what
she's
said.
In the car.
She only will stand on my knee so that she can see out the window.
Yeah, because she said, I don't want to be away from my mom.
If anyone else is in the car trying to hold her, she's always trying to get back to me and stand on my knee.
It's nice to be with you all the time. Well, you're her favorite person, aren't you? Because you're her mom. She said also she has nice bowls to eat from. Eating bowls.
She gets fancy food. She has a nice food set up.
She said, I like that. When did she have chicken?
She gets dried chicken for her treat.
Yeah, that's her favorite. She said, I'd like that for my main meal. So I said, well, you know, her mum knows what she's doing with food. Her mum knows best.
Wow.
And I said that mummy gives her the food that she's supposed to have, but she'd like that chicken all the time, she said.
She would like that chicken all the time, but she can't have it.
There's something special in her other food that keeps her running and when she helps her run faster. She said, I run quite fast. She said, I'm a good runner and I run quite fast. And where does she see the black dog?
The black dog?
Yeah, she said, I see a black dog sometimes. Not as pretty as me, she said. Nowhere near as pretty as me. She thinks she's the prettiest dog in the world. That's how you make her feel.
That's what I tell her.
She said, I'm pretty. I look at dogs.
So, the black dog, do you see?
The only other dog that she really sees is she's a dark brown dog.
Oh, well, let me tell her it's brown, not black. it looks a bit like my color, but it doesn't have the other nice white color on it.
Oh yeah, she's a dark brown dog.
It's quite a well-behaved dog. It's quite nice, she said, but I've got better manners.
She's kind of disrespectful to me, honestly.
The other dog?
No, Phoebe.
Oh.
Said, I'm prettier than them all, she said. I'm the prettiest dog I've ever seen. So let me, she said that she's a bit bossy.
That Phoebe is?
She said, I'm a bit bossy.
She's very bossy.
She said, I like to be in charge.
She does like to be in charge.
Yes, she said, I'm always in charge. And she said, and my mummy knows me better than anyone. And who's the gentleman that she sees that she likes?
She sees a gentleman?
Yeah, a man sometimes, she said. He's quite nice. She thinks he's taller than you.
Who she gets most excited about is the man who gets grass for her outside potty area. And that's who she gets the most excited to see.
She loves him, she said. He's very kind and he's very nice and he's good looking and he's got big feet.
Did she say, she really said that I'm her favorite? Because sometimes she doesn't act like I'm her favorite.
You're a favorite, of course. She said, he's very nice. He talks nice, she said. She said,
wow.
I like it when I see him. I like it when I see him.
And
are you thinking of moving or you take her somewhere to another house?
Oh,
I do take her other places and I have thought about moving. So both of those are true.
She said, I know what my mummy thinks, she said. And she said, if it moves, she'll have to have an ice yard for me. And she thinks about that, too.
I do. I think about her yard and everything. Can you tell me, does she sit? Will you ask her about her leg? Because she has a bad knee. She has bad knees. And I always wonder if they really hurt her, if she's okay.
She said, I can still run, even though my knees are annoying.
Oh, she, okay, yeah. She still runs and jumps.
Running, it's annoying, she said, my knees. She said, I hear them click sometimes. She said, but it doesn't stop me doing anything. She said, I can still jump up a bit. And she I'm does. Very good at walking, and I'm very good at running, and I have a very nice tail. She said, my tail is quite long.
She has a very fluffy yeah, tail.
She said, I really like it. The only thing I don't like, she said, is being groomed.
She hates being groomed.
No, she said, why do I have to be groomed all the time? Because that's one of the things I don't like.
I want to know when, here she is right here. When we're in the car, she always is very stressed out and panting.
She doesn't like all the things buzzing by her, she said.
She doesn't like the things buzzing no, by her?
Put some darker glasses on. That helps some of them. I know sunglasses help some of the dogs.
I don't know if she'll wear them. She doesn't like clothes either.
She said you wear them.
My sunglasses?
Yeah.
I don't wear sunglasses.
Who wears glasses? She said someone wears glasses.
My sister lives with me and she wears glasses.
Oh, she likes your sister. She said she's a bit bossy though.
She said my sister's a bit bossy?
Yeah.
Phoebe says that you're a bit bossy.
I love her, she said, and she loves me a lot as well. She said, everybody just falls in love with me.
It's true.
I'm sure they do.
Everyone falls in love with Phoebe. Does she ever, will you ask her if she gets annoyed with us when we are always talking to her?
She said, it depends what you're saying.
Depends on what we're saying.
She said, I know they love me, she said. And she said, and I know about language because I can talk in their language as well, she said. She said, you know that, don't you? I'll tell her, yes, I do. And how did you learn to talk to Doc, she wants to know. I'll tell her, well, when I was a little girl, I had lots of animals around me, and the dogs taught me their language, the animals, and I didn't speak to people till I was 6 or 7. They thought I couldn't talk, but I was talking to dogs all the time.
So you learned how to talk to animals before you learned how to talk to people?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Well, I'm so thankful that you are able to help me communicate with Phoebe.
Oh, darling, you're doing it without realizing it.
Well, I thought I was, but I've never known what she's been thinking.
Well, you know, I always say to people, because I've done seminars in the past where I've taught people how to talk to animals, and I have never had anyone after 2 days go that couldn't pick up things from their animals. And people just dismiss it because they think it's the imagination. But if you tonight go to bed and just ask her a question and see what you feel and trust it, don't think it's the imagination. Well, it is the imagination because we use it for everything, but that's how they talk. And of course, she can make you understand. She's a smart dog. Certain things you can understand by the way she runs to you or runs away from you, or she's a good barker. She said, I bark quite well too.
She does. She is a good barker.
I'm a good guard dog.
She does think she's a good guard dog. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Where can people find you or watch you or listen to you?
Thank you. And it's SoniaFitzpatrick.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell everybody to go to SoniaFitzpatrick.com for all of her information. She's written books. She has a radio show. You're everywhere. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Bye.
Bye, dear darling. Bye.
What'd you think? Tanya had a look in her eye the whole time.
Well, she goes, Sonia goes, she really likes to sit on your lap in the car. It's like, where else is she going
to
sit?
No, she said she likes to stand on your knee.
Where else is she going to stand? She obviously wants to be with you. You are her mom.
But she stands on my knee. Where else is she going to stand on your lap? Like in the other chair. She would go sit in the other chair in the back. Or even if Hink isn't next to me, she won't even sit with her. She comes over to me.
Right.
To stand on my leg, my knee.
No, because what's she going to say? She likes to stand on your shoulders. That would be, if she did, that would be, I'd be like, okay, girl, you got some powers here.
But a lot of dogs lay down and you're, listen, I thought that one was telling. And the really funny thing is that we call Phoebe Chicken. Like, that's just become her nickname. And so then she brought up Chicken and I feed her Chicken. And we always, when Phoebe's not eating her normal food, we'll give her the little dried chicken just so she's eating something. And she always eats the chicken. I know most dogs like chicken.
I think it's just kind of playing the odds on that one.
Yeah. There was something else too where I was like, okay.
That she said?
Yeah. No disrespect. I mean,
I forget what it was, but she said, oh, and you know, she says she loves this. And then you're like, no, she doesn't really like that. And then she just kind of goes with it. She just kind of like, well, yeah, of course she doesn't like that, but, and then she just kind of plays
right.
it off.
Maybe she didn't hear it from Phoebe right. Maybe there was a glitch in the system.
Could be a language issue.
Yeah, a language barrier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Phoebe said, I don't like being in the car or whatever. She said something about she said she likes car rides, right?
She didn't like car rides.
No, she said she likes car rides. Right. And I said, no, she actually doesn't like car rides. But maybe there was a miscommunication there. Anyways, that was fun. I actually enjoyed that.
Tanya, are you any less skeptic than you were at the beginning of the episode?
No, not at all.
Well,
that validated me more.
Oh, rude.
So that's the result of our meeting of guests we would like. But also in that meeting, as Chelsea in this email points out, she says, Becca mentioned y'all were going to be having a meeting about who the podcast is for. And I hope you guys kept these things in mind. This podcast is for the modern woman and men. I guess there's some men who listen.
That's true.
And then she outlines all the modern women that this is for, and I love this. It's for modern women who aren't ashamed of talking about their periods and UTI.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who can agree that regardless of your political beliefs, it should be celebrated that we got our first female vice president.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who understand that some of the issues that have been discussed on the podcast are actually human rights issues and are not political.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who should be able to listen to opinions that aren't necessarily their own and disagree in a healthy way.
Yes.
It's for
dog
modern
psychic
women.
in tow.
It's for modern women who are able to make mistakes and be shown grace and learn from it.
Wow. Chelsea.
It's for modern women that understand that not everyone wants to share their entire dating life, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's for modern women who realize that Becca and Tanya are just two regular, normal, young, human women who can make mistakes just like us, have the same struggles as us, and can be hurt just like us. And us modern women all need to show some grace. For those who can't, those aren't the people the podcast is for anyway. I love you all and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, obviously.
Wow, Chelsea, that was just...
Can somebody
I needed to
send
hear.
Me that email? That needs to go on my vision board.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might print that out.
I need that on my 2021 vision board because hallelujah, Chelsea, that is what we needed to hear.
What we needed to hear.
It's true.
It was really well written. And Kaylee wanted to weigh in. And Easton, you'll enjoy this. In my adult years, I've become passionate about a good fast food chicken tender. I would say in the area of food, I'm a Tanya during the weekdays and a Becca on the weekends. Tonight, my husband and I tried Cane's after raving reviews from Becca, Easton, and my father. So I feel the need to ask, have y'all tried Popeyes? While I personally rated Cane's a 7 out of 10 based on the sauce, chicken breading, accuracy of order, and Texas toast, Popeyes by far reigns supreme in all those categories, minus accuracy of order. Please let me know your thoughts. Peace, love, and chicken tenders from Kaylee.
Wow, Easton, I'm going to let you start here.
I'll be brief about this because I...
Love chicken at Popeyes.
I could talk about Popeyes for a while. I'm anti-Popeyes. I don't think they're worthy of the hype. That new chicken sandwich they debuted over like last year that was crazy popular, that thing's really good. I think Wendy's has a better chicken sandwich. I think Cane's has a far superior chicken tender. The one thing Popeyes does that I will give them praise for, they did like a whole, I think it was a turkey that was seasoned with their special like Cajun seasoning for Thanksgiving. And I heard it was very good. And I thought that was a cool like offering, but I think they're vastly inferior in every other category. End of discussion.
Yeah. I will just say that I always grew up with KFC. So Popeyes wasn't really even that big of a, that wasn't even a big deal
in Louisiana.
I enjoy some popcorn chicken.
I like Popeyes, like the biscuits. I love the biscuits. Yeah. I grew up more with KFC. I still eat KFC sides. Sometimes I just order the sides because that's what I want. Raising Cane's to me is like perfect chicken tender, perfect French fry, perfect sauce, perfect bread. Like everything's good and perfect drink.
They don't do a lot, but they do it all really well. Becca, I'm surprised that you didn't. I just assume there's Popeyes on every corner in Louisiana. It's Popeyes Louisiana.
Yeah, there is.
Popeyes on every corner.
Yeah,
there is Popeyes on every corner. But also, Cane's originated in Louisiana. So that was, you know, in my later youth, that was the spot.
Would it be fun for one of the mini episodes? I don't know how many mini episodes we're doing. Would it be fun if we did
a chicken tender contest?
No, if we decided like what our meals would be for our next diet swap.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I prefer a chicken tender contest, but yeah, we can definitely do that.
That could be kind of fun. You think?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And maybe like on that diet swap day, like you try period panties. No,
it's a weird combination.
Did I take it too far?
Yeah. Yeah, you tried to make it too much of a thing.
I'll try them if you want.
Yeah, you're the boss. Great for you, Easton.
Maybe they're comfortable.
Probably won't know a difference. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I don't know how many more mini episodes we have, but with this one and then the dog psychic with the Diva Cup expert, we're just going to be on a roll.
So how does this work? Does each of us get to pick a guest, like after Tanya's period panties, and then Easton will pick somebody who like does special effects for the Avengers movies?
Chris Evans. I'd like to have Chris Evans on. I'd like to talk to Sarah Fuller, that girl that played in the Vanderbilt football game.
We've asked for her for the Seacrest show. I don't know if it'll happen, but we've put in the request.
That would be great. I would love to talk to her.
It's so infuriating that she gets all kinds of hate on social media. Like, what an amazing accomplishment to play in a college football game. It's incredible. The Miami Marlins just hired a female general manager, first one in baseball history. These should be celebrated. These should not, like, are guys so threatened by this that they have to put all this hate out there? Like, women are coming for their jobs or for their teams?
It's interesting.
I cannot relate to that on any level.
I can't either. Well, I'm not a man, so I guess I can't relate, but it's so weird to me because I find it to be so strange too. Like, I can't quite wrap my finger around why there's so much hate about that.
Because they're all saying they want her to get tackled. They want her to get destroyed. They want her to get hurt. I don't understand that. I just think it's fantastic and amazing. And I hope we do get to talk to her.
Me too. Social media, as great as it is, can be so draining sometimes when nothing can just be good or celebrated.
You know, before social media, people had those horrible thoughts and they just kept them to themselves.
They didn't have anywhere. They could go to a forum or like message board, but no one was on those, you know? Now it's just like at your fingertips.
You gotta get a piece of paper and write a letter that no one will read. That's
people can like do it behind like a, they can make like a troll account. You know what I mean? And like, they don't even have a photo. They just have like that stock photo. That's like a silhouette of a person and they can just be so hateful. But it's like at the end of the day, when your intent, okay. So my big thing that I'm realizing is like, we always say hurt people, hurt people, hurt people, hurt people. And you want to be a person that's like, a stable person stabilizes people. A stable person builds people. A joyful person brings joy to people. So it's like, let's just move away from all that negativity and move into the good stuff.
Amen. 2021.
I'm into that. Into that vibe. Well, thank you for listening to our mini episode. Thank you, Sonia, if you're listening, for coming on and talking to me and talking to Phoebe for me. Tanya, we will make you a believer one day. She's not looking convinced, but one day.
Remember some psychic told me that I was going to be married by like May 2018 or something.
Just got to find the right one.
Yeah. Got to find the right one.
It's all about the right one.
Yeah.
Just like finding the right guy for you. You got to find the right psychic.
Right.
I've literally never even done a reading for myself, but I really feel connected after the Phoebe thing. I can't wait to talk to her later.
I'm a skeptic too. I do not believe in psychics whatsoever, but we had the Long Island medium come on the Secret Show and
that was weird.
She blew me away.
But she's not a psychic. She's a so she talks to spirits.
I don't believe in that either.
I mean, I don't really either, but
neither
I mean,
did I until
something.
That day.
But Easton, tell that story quick, because that is bizarre.
Really quickly, I was filling in as the engineer that day, and we had the Long Island medium on the show, and she didn't know I was going to be there. And she came down, and she was, like, talking to Sissany and Ryan and everyone in the room, and she's like, has someone here had a death of someone close to them through a drowning? And one of my good friends drowned back in 2013, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just the engineer. I'm not supposed to say anything. So I kept quiet, and she just like kept saying, like, is anyone here? And then she just looks at me. She's like, you, it's you. And I'm like, yes. And then she like told me all about my friend Ray, and she had all this information that was really mind-blowing, like specific information about him. And
yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird. It's on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it. But it was a weird moment, because I was like, I came out of it going, that was either real or she has like a research team that's better than the CIA, and that's still impressive, you know?
I know. I think it's interesting. And I do think it takes like one instance for you to maybe not be a skeptic anymore, you know? Like it could be just a specific, like you said, it was so random that you happened to be there and that she was there that day and that that's what she brought up. So I think it just takes a certain moment for you to be like, oh, this wasn't your moment today.
It's not my moment.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with our regular episode and
a new episode of Grays.
A new episode of Grays and a mini episode.
Oh, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Embarrassment of riches?
Yeah. Is that when you have like a plethora of goodness. Is that not a saying?
That's a saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
I've never heard them before.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
Because you just have too many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we love you all.
Oh.
And goodbye. Oh.
Well, before I'm sorry. I hate to jump in before we go. But also next week, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Camilla Luddington.
Is she confirmed? She's confirmed.
What?
Excited.
I didn't get to talk. I mean, I got to talk to her briefly on the phone last time.
I knew she'd be back. Remember, I said it, you guys.
Well, you also said that we'd get together and watch Grays.
That's true, but you know.
She's like, this is over Zoom. I'm just making sure, right? I don't have to see Tanya in person.
Shoot for the moon and you land amongst the stars.
Wow. I think it's shoot for this. Never mind.
Tanya's nailing these expressions.
Wow.
Today.
I'm off today and she's on.
That's right. 2020 has been growth in many ways.
Well, so next Monday, we will be back with Joe Wilson, AKA Camilla Luddington,
AKA
our
BFF and Jackson's potential future husband, wife.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with Camilla, and have a great rest of your week.